USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My administration is in constant contact with everything going out in the state.
As he continues his working vacation in Bedminster, New Jersey, President Trump says he's closely monitoring those monster wildfires in the state of California.
My administration will do everything in our power to protect those in harm's way. And we have the finest emergency relief people in the world right out there now.
17 major wildfires still burning have killed 9 people and destroyed over 1,500 homes and other buildings. Chicago's most violent streets will be seeing more police officers soon after 74 shootings last weekend. Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he'll deploy 430 additional cops to 5 of the hardest hit districts on the city's west and south sides. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
We told you moments ago about Missouri's U.S. Senate primary results. Well, President Trump says there's a winner in Ohio's special election yesterday, even though the official results are too close to call. The president congratulating Republican Troy Balderson, saying it was a great victory during a very tough time of the year. Balderson and Democrat Danny O'Connor vying for the seat vacated by Congressman Pat Taveri, and the margin between them remains very small, and it could take days to decide. Over the weekend, National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea has not been making any progress towards denuclearization. Yesterday, though, a State Department spokeswoman urges patience on the ongoing North Korean nuclear talks.
Chairman Kim made a commitment to President Trump on June the 12th. He said that he would denuclearize his country, and we do not believe that that position has changed in any way.
Spokeswoman Heather Nauert, as there are reports, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may soon make another trip to North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A tropical storm warning now being issued for the Big Island of Hawaii as Hurricane Hector approaches. That powerful Category 4 storm could bring strong surf and winds over the next day or two. Hector will not make a direct hit on the Big Island, though. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio announces the launch of a voter registration drive inside that city's jails. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
The initiative, carried out by the Legal Aid Society of New York and the city's campaign finance board, will register eligible voters and facilitate direct pick and delivery of voter registration forms and absentee ballots. Eligible inmates had previously been able to mail in absentee ballots, but the jail mailing system is known to take substantially more time than the normal process, causing the votes to be received too late.
And a New Jersey woman who's made a habit of paying it forward, as they say, was paid back in surprising fashion the other day. She's done it many times before. Ruth Reed decided to help a stranger pay for his coffee at a gas station the other day after overhearing him say he had a little less money than he thought in his pocket. When the stranger thanked her and introduced himself, Reed found out that she had just kicked in $5 to help country music superstar Keith Urban pay his bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.